This is Kyoko Horty, and you're listening to the Tanglecast. I have no idea what's popular, but I know all the words to a friggin' anime theme!
Hey guys, what's going on? This is episode 27 of the new Tanglecast, the official podcast of Beneath the Tangles. I'm Tyler, also known as Kibikaze, and I'm joined here by my fabulous co-host Paris of Paris Cosplay.
Hello.
Erin of Athilarin Cosplay.
Do-do-do.
And Mr. Mike of Mike's Geek World.
And people who've seen my YouTube channel are already aware of this, but yes, I am sorry, ladies, I am no longer on the market. I have, of course, gotten married to the VTuber, Osho Marine, and we have our first child, also VTuber, Minato Aqua. And this, of course, is completely true. You guys don't need to go and verify this. Just take my word for it. Marine and I are very happy together, and that is completely true, not at all made up in my own head.
That was fast after the singleness episode.
Thank you for the update, Mike. Starting with a high note here, because today is a bittersweet episode. You know, guys, our podcast has gone through an incredible journey in the last 2 years, and it's today that we say goodbye. Well, it's more like a see you later, but today is sadly our last episode of the Tanglecast. Dun dun dun. weeping.
Oh my goodness.
But today we're going to be taking a fun look back at some of our favorite topics and episodes, and we have a couple other things we want to share with you guys. So please, maybe for the last time, sit back, relax, and enjoy as Mike kicks us off with sharing his favorite topics and episodes that we covered here on the Tanglecast.
Well, there are a couple that come to mind for me, and one of them was a very recent one, which actually was just brought up, and that was our singleness episode, episode 25. That one is because, as I said on there, I always have a lot to say about the topic, and I really got a lot out of hearing the viewpoints of my co-hosts on that, because we all had a lot to really say about the topic. But I also really enjoyed episode 11, which was regret versus repentance.
That was a good one.
I feel that was a very good topic to discuss. And as always tends to be the case with the podcast here, we really have so many interesting viewpoints from all of the cast members that really makes it a lot of not only fun, but uplifting for me as both the host and listener. So both of those episodes really did a lot for me.
Yes, I
remember those episodes so much, and those, I think those are definitely some of my couple of my favorites too as well. Thank you, Mike.
Yay.
Good job.
My favorite topics we covered were actually some of our more recent episodes, to be honest. And in episode 21, we went over Burnout and Bucket List, where we talked about the new series, Zom 100.
Mm-hmm.
Also in our 24th episode, we went over Going Through the Motions. And I think both of these topics were super applicable to not just our Christian listeners, but all of our anime fans around the world. And I know that even for us here in the Tanglecast, all of us, part of the team, we could definitely relate to the topics of those episodes. They hit close to home with all of our busy schedules and life going on, and different stages of life, different interests, different professions as well. And those were my favorite episodes that we talked about. And it's funny that those are some of the more recent ones. It kind of shows how much we've grown and are just conversing with each other.
That's a good
point. Funny thing about the Going Through the Motions one is how many episodes before we actually released it, did that topic come up as...
That's true.
Okay, let's do that going through the motions one. Oh, wait, no. We're going to do this other topic here. We'll do that one next time. The next time comes. Let's do going through the motions. Oh, wait, actually, no. Let's do this other topic. It is amazing how long it took us to get to that topic.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we finally did get to it, and it was worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was an interesting thing to talk about because I felt like it doesn't seem like you could have very many angles to come at that sort of topic, but I felt like we all had like a very unique perspective on it as well. Mm-hmm. And like trying to find things like that in anime, I felt like was kind of hard. And so the examples that we all had, I felt like were very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was something that like you guys noticed, but it felt like I was like really interested in the other responses, and like it was very unexpected, and like listening to what you guys had to say was, I think, particularly intriguing on that one.
Yeah, I agree. I found it really interesting each episode how different our responses have been, because you know how sometimes when you're coming up with ideas for the prompts, it's like you think that this is the prompt that everyone's going to pick because it comes so naturally to you. And so I've been so surprised each week how like we all come up with something so different and unique in a different perspective. And I think that's really fulfilling to viewers, I hope, or listeners, because they can find something that they relate to. It's like when you go to a restaurant and there's like something for everyone, and everyone gets something that they like. I feel like there's something for everyone. Yeah, for real. Welcome to Chili's. I feel like it's been like that. Welcome to Chili's. Oh, there's something for everyone.
That is what we're doing after this podcast. We're all going to go to Chili's.
I wish.
Yes.
Whatever state we're in. Yeah, because it's chili outside.
We'll all individually go to a different Chili's. We'll FaceTime.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime. And
yeah. Mine's like an hour and a half away.
Oh, dang.
Mine is 20 minutes away.
I would not live an hour and a half away from a Chili's.
That's so funny. I love Chili's. That's like one of my go-to places because they're affordable and they have something for everyone, okay?
Right. This is where we stop talking about Chili's before they sponsor our next project.
I was about to say,
this is not sponsored by Chili's.
Chili's, please sponsor us
if they want to, you know.
But yeah, straight up. Yeah, Paris.
Yeah, I've been super fulfilled, and I love all of the episodes y'all chose. It was really hard to pick a favorite episode, so I didn't. So I'm going to talk about all the episodes that I really liked.
Wow.
No, I also really liked Zom 100, and I agree. I feel like we all related to it to some degree, and there was a lot of really cool themes in that episode with burnout, and then Aaron talked about, you know, overwork and, you know, that culture of corporate working and overworking, and I thought that was really interesting. And then I really liked the Oshinoko episode. Same thing. I feel like, you know, that anime had so many really good topics. And then I liked the Joy in Anime. That one was really good and fulfilling. And then the Social Anxiety episode was really good. Dealing with disappointment. Cosplay Meets Faith, when we first had Aaron on the show. I really enjoyed.
Yeah, you know, that was a really good guest we had there. I wonder whatever happened to her.
I know.
No idea.
I was expecting her to just dip right after.
Bye. Goodbye. Yeah.
Even the cosplay episode one, the cosplay origin, not cosplay origins, the origin stories episode.
Origin stories,
that we did.
Yeah, the very first episode,
I really enjoyed hearing all of your testimonies, and I thought that was really interesting and fun. And when Erin came on for the cosplay episode, she shared a little bit about her testimony too. So I've really enjoyed getting to know all of my cast and each and every one of you. So I've been very blessed by these episodes.
Damn. Oh, that's so sweet. I also have a hard time picking favorites. I honestly, when I was trying to think back to what my favorite one was, I just remember like really enjoying writing about Nier, and so I was like, y'all are gonna sit down, y'all are gonna listen about Nier. But no, yes. It was a really fulfilling episode too. I felt like I feel like joy is a huge topic for me particularly as someone that struggles with anxiety, I feel like Joy is the opposite of anxiety. And so I really liked Joy in Anime. That one was a good one. I think it was 20. And then I really enjoyed the Cowboy Bebop movie, the 23. It was really fun to do like a watch along, which is a very different type of episode. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm. I actually haven't listened to that one. I need to listen to that one, the Cowboy Bebop one.
Make sure you get the movie first.
Yeah.
So that you can watch and listen.
That'll be the follow-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it's amazing that we talked about literally tens of anime. one, and it's like literally like a lot of anime. And it's some cool things about this, our podcast series too, is especially when Aaron joined too, we all... Every now and then, one of us would mention something that wasn't anime related when we were talking mm-hmm. about our topics too, and that was something I appreciated. Kudos to me and Mike for not talking about Naruto and My Hero Academia every episode. I think that's a high five in itself. We were just close, yeah, but close. That's the point where we were. Yeah. Speaking of all the fun times that we had throughout the last 2 years of recording this podcast, that is. Not to say that we didn't have a fair share of game time here on the Tanglecast. And mm-hmm. to be honest, some of my favorite game time that we had in our episodes were whenever Mike hosted his game shows with guessing anime with bad descriptions. I think that was mm-hmm. more towards our most recent episodes, if you guys want to check those out. But I thought those were always hilarious because Mike, you were such an awesome... It's definitely your theater experience.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, game show host here. What about you guys? Have you guys had any favorite games?
I really liked the isekai one. Where is it real or is it fake or is it isekai? Right.
That was a good literally one, yeah. was my favorite game. Was the isekai titles because I don't watch those anime. I like literally if I see it has a long title, I won't even read it. So like I was the worst contestant because I honestly guessed right a lot of the time though. I don't know. I was just lucky.
I think you did the best. I think you won.
I feel like you did win.
That's hilarious.
It was so ironic because she was like,
maybe that's why I won.
Yeah, maybe because you didn't like because we were like thinking so hard. We're like,
Yeah, I was just kind of like guessing. But yeah, that one was fun because I felt like clueless and I had no experience in the field.
I loved that game so much that I literally would like play it back for people and have them play it.
Oh my god, really?
Like, can you guess? Yeah, even my husband was like, "Can you?" Okay? I was like, "Listen, which one do you think?" It was so fun. That game was really entertaining, and you used AI, right? Mike.
Yeah, I did use like a isekai title generator. Although I did come up with one or two on my own.
That was so fun. That was such a clever idea.
And in my case, I always enjoyed when we did when I broke out the I'm Weird cards. That was always a fun game. And specifically the most recent Halloween episode when we did the one word story.
Yeah.
We did it again for Christmas and it was fun then too, but I liked the Halloween story that we put together better, I think. And I think it went a little smoother that
did
time.
Did I miss both of those? I think I might have missed both of those.
Yeah, I think you did, unfortunately.
And I did miss Christmas. I didn't do the Christmas episode. I was sick.
Yeah. I don't think you were with us during the...
Oh my gosh, October. I missed that game. I was like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, and the Halloween one was the Instagram Live.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, I did miss them. Ah.
Yeah. Those were fun. I also... Y'all taught me about the Mad Libs. I'd never played one of those before.
Oh, yeah,
now,
Mad Libs. Yeah.
I literally use them in my sessions with kids sometimes. I'm like, let's do a Mad Lib.
Yeah,
oh, my
fun.
Gosh.
That was fun.
I got glomped for the first time at an anime convention due to one of those.
Glomped?
What does that mean?
That's when you're, like, tackle-hugged.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was at a panel. I don't remember what the panel was. But one of the activities we did was we were given a movie trailer script, basically, but it was set in Mad Lib style. And of course, me being me, I had a lot of extra fun with it. And I didn't end up reading mine. Somebody else read mine. And I do. The only thing I specifically remembered was the opening, which was, in a deep dark forest where not much happens, one old man will eat oatmeal and learn about nutrition.
Oh.
And when I was done, when they were done with it, this one girl, you know, said, okay, wait a minute, before we continue, who wrote that? I was like, yeah, that was me. It's like, can I glomp you? And I was like, okay.
At least she asked.
And I was like, yeah, okay.
The only time that's happened to me at a con, I was not asked, and they were very, very sweaty and drunk, and it was
amazing. Oh my gosh, no.
0 out of 10. Yeah, 0 out of 10. Would not recommend. It was awful. Oh
my goodness. Thankfully, that was not that's the case so in, for me. My first time was asked ahead of time, and
that's nice.
It was consensual.
consensual glomp.
Yeah, consensual glomp.
That sounds
hashtag. Okay. Before we head down this rabbit hole of
glomping,
consent or otherwise, in any situation, any context, oh my goodness gracious, there was a lot of fruit that came from this podcast. I know I'm not talking about bananas and grapes or raspberries and strawberries or mangoes and papayas.
My favorite's apples.
I'm talking about, very nice. I love, bananas are very versatile. They've been my OG since I was a child. But I'm talking about spiritual fruit and blessings and provision that have sprouted from this podcast. And I can name a lot. But Mike, were there any things that happened maybe in your community or in your circles or on social media where you saw blessings connected to this podcast?
Well, I do know there was a friend of mine who messaged me after listening to one of our episodes and told me how much it really touched him and how much he really got out of it. But I'll be honest, even myself, I got a lot out of it, you know, listening back to episodes or even at the time. I know there were a lot of times something that one of you guys would say would really hit me. I remember even specifically texting Paris as I was listening to an episode to say, you know, hey, what you said in this new episode, man, that really hit hard for me. I really got a lot out of that, and I just wanted to let you know. And I just that was one of my favorite parts of doing this, was just what I would get out of it myself, just listening to the messages that you guys shared.
Yes, I could definitely say the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have, just from speaking with you guys, like, I have grown so much in my walk, especially when talking about, when using anime and nerd culture as a form of ministry. Like, whenever I meet people either in the anime community or even at church, and they're all interested about and anime or what we do, one of the first things I mention is the podcast. And so I refer them to go and have a listen at whatever our most recent episode is, or whatever episode I think they would vibe with the most. And so I would use that as kind of like an icebreaker between me and the person I meet.
Hi, nice to meet you. Do you want to hear my podcast?
Yeah, basically. but another piece of fruit, at least in the last year or so, is that people in the small group that I lead here at Beneath the Tangles, a lot of them talk about the podcast episodes, how much it's blessed them, and we've gotten one or two people that came in specifically from the podcast. So they heard the podcast first.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then they were like, you mentioned that you're a small group leader, so you wanted to give it a shot to come in. And yeah,
I love that so much. I didn't know that.
No, yeah, no. Glory to God for that, because like, that's not me. It's just, but it was definitely amazing. Like, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? For there's so many things that we don't know. In terms of blessings and fruits for other people that were not voiced to us, but we've also received tens of messages about how much it's blessed you guys listening, and so thank you for those. But Paris, what were some of your fruits of the podcast?
Yeah, to piggyback off of the messages, I think some of the messages we've received have been really good. I actually have some right here that I'll read to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Someone shared, I have really been enjoying the Tanglecast, such a fun and interesting blend of Christian values and anime. Thanks. So I like that word, interesting blend, because I think that's kind of what we've all been saying. So I'm glad that what we're feeling from the podcast, the listeners are feeling too.
Yeah.
This one was actually sent to Erin that she sent to us all in the Discord chat. She said, I love the podcast that you are in. I'm so thrilled to learn that there are Christian cosplayers in the community who are speaking boldly about Jesus and the word of God. I hope to meet you guys sometime soon. Very inspired to discover your group and the podcast. Can't wait to tune in for more. So I've really enjoyed these messages. And I know Erin and I have both had people come up to us at our booths at conventions and say, you know, oh, I listened to the podcast. I really enjoyed it. So that's always really fulfilling too, to have people come up and meet us and say that they've been fulfilled by the podcast. That always makes me just light up. It's just really exciting. That's another thing I think that's been fruitful for me is to see how many Christians are out there. Cause I think, being on the podcast kind of invited other Christian cosplayers who I didn't even know were Christian to be like, hey, I'm Christian too. And kind of open up that conversation, which has been really neat. And I get a lot of messages from people like, hey, I'm Christian too. That's so awesome. So I've really enjoyed that. The responses have been really great, which is so funny because I think all of us were a little scared at first about getting like negative feedback, but the feedback has been mostly positive. Like there hasn't been too much backlash or naysayers. It's been just overwhelmingly positive and uplifting. I think also, as I've talked about, you know, many times, being on the podcast really helped me in my personal life integrate the different parts of myself into one place. That's something that I hadn't done before the podcast. I kind of kept all the parts of myself separate. So I was like, you know, over here I'm a seminary girl, and over here I'm a therapist, and over here I'm a cosplayer, and over here. And so I'm really blessed by the podcast because now I feel more integrated, and I feel like all the parts of myself are like safe in one place. And I was able to really talk about that here. And now out in the world, I feel way more safe and comfortable telling my clients that I'm a cosplayer, you know, telling my coworkers, you know, talking about being a Christian. It's just been really cool to be whole in that way. So I've been blessed even in that way in my personal life.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I feel like for me, I also really have gotten, like you were saying, Paris, like all the messages that I've gotten about it has been really heartwarming. I haven't had anybody, I don't think I've had one person say anything negative about sharing the podcast or be like, oh, rah, you know, have like a bad attitude about it. Or I didn't know you believed this way, which is what I was like afraid of. But to be honest, I've had like, you were saying the opposite. Like I've had so many people reach out and be like, oh, I didn't know you were a Christian. That's so cool. I love listening to the podcast. And especially there was a man that came up to, I think both of us at that one convention, I can't remember which one, it was in Houston. And
I think it was HGCCon?
I think so. I think so. And he like stood there and was like talking to me about like his faith for like 10 minutes. And like, telling me about how like listening to the podcast was like his favorite like part of his like faith journey every week. Like he loved like listening to the podcast, and that was like part of like his, you know, for me personally, I wake up and I do an ice bath on my face, and then I go listen to a devotional while I do 10 minutes of yoga. It was like that in his life. Yeah. Like listening to the podcast was like something that he did every week, and he was really looking forward to it. And it just was really nice to hear that like our words do have power, and they're not just like sitting out there in like a cloud, you know, doing nothing, but like impacting people's lives and helping people that are in the nerd community stay focused on the Lord, which was really, really cool. Sure. And for me personally, I think like I've always been one to try to find God in media that I've enjoyed. But at a young age, I remember reading and watching. First, it was a cartoon of the Chronicles of Narnia. And so fantasy has always been intermingled with faith to me, because then after Narnia, I experienced Lord of the Rings, which is obviously yet again another like prolific Catholic or Christian author. And so I just, from a young age, looked for it. But I feel like doing the podcast has made me look for it even more. Which I think is like great. I think it's a good way to communicate with the Lord, and it's a good way to worship in like a different avenue than I think a lot of people think. And I think worship comes in many forms, and I think spending time looking for him in the places that you may not expect to find him is one of like the best delights. Is like, you know, he's like, I'm over here too. And I really like that. I like finding, I like being surprised by his presence in unconventional ways. And I like that. I think he can move with anything. I think art in particular, I think, is something that the Lord gives us to communicate faith. And so anime is one of those things, and I think a lot of people feel like they're separate, but I feel like I see the Lord all the time in anime, and I think this recording these sessions has definitely brought it more to the forefront.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because I remember the first episode you came on, I think it was pretty evident that finding themes came naturally to you. I don't remember. I think it was Full Metal Alchemist. Was that the first thing she talked about?
Probably. I think Full Metal has like one of the most like obvious smack you in the face, like Christian themes in there. So that would have been like an easy example for me to warm up with.
I was just like in awe. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fruitful. And I remember feeling like, oh wow, the things that you find, because you're so creative too. And and I love that you said that, because speaking of all the different, you know, personalities we have on here, I'm not going to lie to you guys. When I first heard about Beneath the Tangles, don't come at me, but I was like, Christian and anime, how does that work? That was my first thought. And I was like, So for me, it was something where, it was something that I had to practice. I was like, oh, I've got to look for themes in anime. So I would, my first couple episodes, I was like watching anime, like, okay, where are these themes? Speak to me, Jesus. Like, I was relying on the Holy Spirit. I was like, Holy Spirit, you need to tell me what I'm supposed to get out of this. Because when I watched anime, I honestly was just watching anime. That's how I saw it. And so I think it's brought that out of me. I've gotten to learn how to look for, you know, see in everything you do, eat, sleep, drink, watch anime, you know, do it with the lens of the Lord. And I think it's really opened that up for me. But yeah, I could definitely
tell. And I got
tell.
To introduce you to wonderful concepts such as fan service.
Oh my gosh, you did. I didn't know what that was.
What?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know what that was. I was like, what's fan service? And then Mike had to explain it to me.
That is wonderful.
I was like, oh.
Sexy jutsu.
Sexy jutsu.
So
oh my gosh.
It's not like I hadn't seen it before. I just didn't know there was a name for it.
You know, honestly, though, Paris, I think maybe this doesn't need to be necessarily in the episode unless you guys want to. I think you might have not been looking for, like, faith in anime. I think maybe it seemed more segregated to you, maybe particularly from your background, because I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, you were watching anime quite young before you were technically Christian.
That's true. Yeah, because I didn't become a Christian until seventh grade, and I started watching anime when I was like five.
Yeah, so
that's
and
valid.
I mean, and to be honest, like, you grew up watching Inuyasha, which, like, at like a far away lens, it's like all about demons, which is like to find Christianity in it would be, it's not impossible. Like, I can think of things in it that are very like Christian. But I think, you know, it does seem counterintuitive to, like, Christian narrative. I think
that's
a lot
a
of anime
point.
Is, like, demons and darkness and la, la, la. But I think, like, with darkness, there is also, like, the light, you know, what always defeats the, like, monsters or demons or whatever is, like, you know, in Hunter x Hunter, like, Gon is light. Gon, like, literally there's a scene where Killua looks at him and he's like, Gon, you are light. Sometimes you shine so bright it's hard to even look at you. And it's like moments like that, I'm like, the Lord.
I love that.
Like, Lord. I was like, that's such a Jesus moment. And so I think, like, but again, I started watching anime, like, in my 20s. Jesus was already a huge part of my life by then. But you had reverse, so maybe it was, like, kind of harder that's for you to point. See it.
Yeah, I love what you said about the demons in anime. Because, like, even in the Bible, you know, there's a lot of, like, demons and possession and the light and casting them out and focusing on the Lord. And so to see that in the anime and to be like, oh my gosh, Jesus. And that quote you just said was really good.
Sure. And I think that's definitely one of the next steps that we can cast onto our listeners listening right now, is to not stop finding God in the unsuspecting, in the works like media, like anime, or like social media posts, or like other kinds of entertainment and whatnot. And God is always with us, and He's everywhere, and you just gotta look for Him. That kind of segues into this quote that I heard from one of my closest friends, and she said that Jesus is a gentleman, but you have to let Him in. And that's the same thing here. He's always everywhere, but you gotta you have to take the first step. to go look for Him. But speaking of blessings, our Father has blessed each of us here at the TangoCast team with a few special projects in the works. So, guys, what are you doing next with Beneath the Tangles? Mike?
Well, I am going to continue to be involved with Beneath the Tangles. I don't have all the details on what I'm going to be fully doing. But to be honest, that doesn't sound very cool. So let's just say that what I'm doing is very mysterious.
Ooh. I'm gonna be sticking around mostly for Mike here, because I want to find out what he's doing. But on the flip side, my relation with Beneath the Tangles is definitely not ending, and it's a bit less mysterious than Mike here. My life group, the Saturday small group that we have at Beneath the Tangles on Discord, is still going to be active, and we're actually going to be doing some shifts of our own, probably changing our day and time that we meet as well as we enter this new season together. Tyler may be more involved with some of the social media that we have here at Beneath the Tangles in a different way. So that's pretty exciting.
Very cool.
It's pretty sick. But that just leaves you guys, Paris and Aaron. What are y'all ladies gonna be up to?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. You guys are leaving.
We were fired.
Oh my gosh.
No, we weren't fired. Well, I guess next we're doing a project with both of us. It's going to be awesome. But we haven't also nailed out all the details of it.
That doesn't sound as cool.
It's our training arc. No, it's going to be a podcast.
Ooh. Oh.
Whoa, unexpected.
And we'll be back with our duo episodes.
When one podcast ends.
Yes, another is birthed. Mm-hmm. Phoenix-like, we rise from the ashes.
Yes, because basically, Tweak, our lead fish, threw a phoenix down and...
And so we emerge both human and bird, but not in a mutant way.
Which one of you is the human and which one's the bird?
I think Paris, are you the bird?
I can be the bird.
Be the bird.
I don't
know. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. Do you know what that's from?
No.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird. It's from The Notebook.
Oh, that's definitely why I don't know it. Okay. Are we shocked that I don't know The Notebook quotes? But yeah, we'll be doing a podcast. It's going to be awesome. We're still working on exactly what we want to do, but it's going to be, it's going to have some Jesus-y things. It's going to have some anime things. It's not going to be exactly like this podcast, but I think we're going to be talking a bit about cosplay too. So our cosplay fans will have plenty of content to, consume in the future, podcast form.
With that, we were honored to have two titans in the voice acting and cosplay communities in the form of Amanda Kish and Christina Kelly. I love those episodes so much, especially when you both, Paris and Aaron, kind of took the rein on those, and it was a breath of fresh air for our audience to bring in some new perspective and some new light. We got to answer some industry questions, some questions that our listeners had and they sent in, and those are some awesome episodes, you both. So kudos to you both for hosting those. And as we close, we'd love to also send a heartfelt thank you to our amazing audio engineer and servant of the Lord, Dennis, all the way in the south over there.
Dennis. Aww. We love Dennis.
Go send him balloons.
He makes us sound better.
Dennis, why don't you say hello and what you got out of the podcast?
Yeah, come out of hiding.
I gotta come out of hiding. Come on. Okay,
come
fine.
Come out of hiding. You are such a big integral part.
Yeah.
You were.
I don't know about that, but
you definitely are.
A wonderful audio.
Audio. It's been really fun to edit for you guys. I haven't had a opportunity to use my sound engineering skills in this capacity. It's nice to broaden my horizons, and I was happy to hop on for this, and it's been really fun. For those of you who listen to the end of every podcast, you'll know there is a booper at the end, and if you didn't know that, go back and listen to the other 26 episodes
just for the blooper reel, and then come
just
back
for
to
the blooper reel. I feel like if you guys have become my friends over the course of this, is that true or not?
How touching.
Yes, very true. Very true.
We love you.
No, I love you guys too.
And we'll be friends forever. Very nice. And of course, we'd all love to thank each and every one of you taking time out of your days to listen and support this ministry as well. So thank you guys so much for listening to all of our episodes. And last but definitely not least, we'd love to thank the Lord for moving through our podcast in many more ways than one. Mm-hmm. Again, like Paris mentioned before, we've received tens, maybe even hundreds. I haven't counted them all, but they seem like a lot of messages on how the podcast has touched your guys' hearts. And we'd love nothing more than to give him the glory for that. And that, my friends, is all the time we have for episode 27, the last episode of the new TangoCast. Aaron, where can our wonderful listeners find you?
You can find me on all platforms at Ithilerin, Ithilerin. Good luck.
Sister Paris, what about you?
Same thing. You can find me on all platforms at Paris Cosplays.
And Mr. Mike, where can they find y'all?
Well, you can, of course, find me on YouTube at Mike's Geek World. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and the like at Stale Dog with 2 G's, because at the end of the day, 1 G just isn't enough to say goodbye.
Amen. You folks can find me at Kibikaze, KYUUBIKAZE on Instagram and YouTube. And please go ahead and follow Beneath Tangles on all your favorite platforms. We'll do 3, 2, 1, and then go. Okay.
Dennis has to say it too.
Oh, I have to say it too? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Dennis, you have to say it too. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Until next time.
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 This is the TangoCast signing off.
And for those who actually listen to the ending of the episodes, there's a blooper almost all of them. So if you don't know that, go listen to the other 26 episodes.
Just for the blooper reel. And then
just
come
for
back
the blooper reel.
Okay, I'm sorry, but who's doing the, like, the rolling
sound. It sounds like
you're
shuffling cards.
Yeah, who's shuffling cards?
I'm sorry. I'll stop now.
Oh, okay.
Were you really?
Yes.
Oh, you were shuffling cards?
Was it bad?
I thought for sure it wasn't you, because you're like doing the audio, and you're in here like...
Oh, I gotta do that over again. Okay.
It sounds like you're shuffling like cards, and that's really what you were doing.
Speaking of bloopers, that was one that you guys...
Speaking of bloopers! Oh, gosh. All right, how bad was it? Was it for the entire thing?
No, it was mostly... it was noticeable to me, because I'm very ADD, and I'm at
it. Well, if it was noticeable to you, then that means it's going to be noticeable to me.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
do it all over again.
Okay, just maybe sound like you mean it this time. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I am kidding.
Aaron. That got me a laugh for you.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I've been cooped up in the house and haven't been mean to anybody.
So you pick me.
Oh, now you really are.
Anybody. I was roasting Aaron. That's myself. I was roasting Paris earlier today.
She was.
I was roasting you.
Paris, like, it's true.
It's changed.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
Sorry, go.
All right, so.
I gotta come out of hiding? Come on.